You're listening to Khan Podcasts. You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel on Wednesday, April the 24th. This is Mark Weiss with the top news at this hour. Two houses and a trailer in the Moshav Avivim on the northern border sustained damage from missiles that were fired from Lebanon. A fire broke out near Kibbutz Yiron from a missile. No one was injured. Earlier, five launches were identified at Shtula and Netua on the northern border. No one was injured. There is still no electricity in most of Moshav Margaliot because of yesterday's missile fire from South Lebanon. A stabbing attack was averted at the Ha'okfim junction near Hebron. Soldiers at an army position shot to death a woman terrorist who ran at them with a knife. No soldiers were hurt. Earlier in the week, at another nearby intersection, troops killed a terrorist who shot at them and another terrorist who tried to stab them. The IDF reported Tuesday that Sergeant First Class Salam Al-Kreshet, 42, from Abu Rabia, a soldier in the Northern Brigade of the Gaza Division, fell in battle a day earlier in northern Gaza. The soldier from Israel's Bedouin community served as a tracker. The Air Force attacked more than 50 Hamas terrorist targets. Combat jets destroyed two launching sites that were established inside the humanitarian area in the southern Gaza Strip. In addition, troops killed terrorists and destroyed terrorist infrastructure in the corridor in the central Gaza Strip in the last 24 hours. The IDF has called up two reserve brigades for offensive and defensive missions in the Gaza Strip. The IDF spokesperson's office said that the combatants had drilled battle techniques and had learned from insights and lessons from the fighting in the Gaza Strip up until now. The IDF is preparing for a ground operation soon in Rafah that will initially include a large-scale evacuation of the civilian population. More than 1 million Palestinians in Rafah will have to be moved to shelters that have been erected in the last few months in the southern and central Gaza Strip. The prevailing assessment is that the evacuation will take between 4 and 5 weeks. The IDF's progress in the operation will be in stages and divided into defined areas. The plan has been presented to the US and to countries in the region. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry commented on the possible IDF incursion into Rafah, saying Egypt calls on Israel not to take military steps in Rafah. And this was the position of the international community as well. He said that a military operation in a densely crowded area would cause civilian fatalities, more suffering and expulsion, and trying to finish off the Palestinian issue by means of migration. A senior Hamas official overseas, Hussam Abadran, said that Hamas would agree to the establishment of a government of technocrats without representatives of the factions. This government would run the affairs of the West Bank and Gaza, he said. He said that this was a logical and fair proposal and conformed to the world's opposition to Hamas heading the government in Gaza, the Hamas Politburo member said in an interview to Al Arabiya. A pro-Iraqi newspaper reported this morning that Yahya Sinwar recently went above ground and visited sites where battles took place against IDF troops. The Al Arabi Al Jadid newspaper cited a senior Hamas official who also said that Sinwar met with Hamas terrorists. He also said that Sinwar was not isolated from events in Gaza and that in talks between the Hamas leadership in Gaza and the overseas leadership, Sinwar updated the latter on the situation with precise numbers and said that the Palestinian factions had the ability and the power to cope with the IDF. There are 133 hostages alive and dead being held in the Gaza Strip on day 201 of the war. Ruti Strum, whose sons Yair and Eitan Horn were kidnapped from kibbutz near Oz, called on the government on Khan Radio to do everything to free them. She said the government must do something to return all the hostages. Think what you would if they were your family. This is inhuman. The weather. a Sharav heatwave over all of the country today. Maximum temperatures today, Jerusalem at 34, Tel Aviv 40, Haifa 39, Eilat 41 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reken, Israel Public Broadcasting Corporation.